Blog Talk Radio.
Always time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Time to get real and welcome everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and today's show is a special edition to yesterday's show. Remember, I left you hanging off the cliff. It was a cliffhanger that I left. And we are going to finish it up today. But before we do that, before we get to what I discovered, my whole thing is about maintaining and sustaining happiness. But what I discovered is something even deeper than just being happy. In fact, this one thing that we all can do creates happiness. What I'm about to share with you, you're on the edge of your seats, right? What is the secret to happiness? What will bring you the most happiness? That's what today's show is going to be about. But for my new listeners, Reality Spirituality, what is that? Who is that? Who is she? Well, Reality Spirituality is a term that I use to dissect our everyday lives, to the least common denominator, to discover why we're not as happy as we could be. In other words, just come up with any situation in your day. I don't care if you're waiting in a long line, waiting to get checked out, gas station, on the bus, on the freeway, in a crowded room, at a parade. This connection that we all have the choice to make will guarantee you, I live happily ever after. And that's what Reality Spirituality is about, discovering the little gifts, the little golden presents, the little nuggets, the clues. Because that's what this life is about. It's about clues to living happily ever after, clues to growing, clues to becoming the most you can be during this lifetime. So Reality Spirituality, it's not a religion, but it's a personal guideline, a personal roadmap to living connected, to living plugged in to this source energy, the most powerful energy in the universe. And that's what this show is about. But before I go on, I want to invite you to join the show. You can call in, share, have questions. If you'd like to discuss an issue, you don't agree with me, don't bother to call. No. Call in at 646-564-9619. That's 646-564-9619. This source energy that I talk about is the foundation, is the basis for the entire creation of the universe. So this is a power, this is a force like no other. In fact, it is the key to life. This source is the key to living happily ever after, because when you're plugged into it, that is the only result. One of the things I would like to say before we go on is, I told you I was on a hiatus for a couple of months yesterday, and the reason for that is I have been writing a lot. I've been writing a lot of articles. I'm continuing my autobiography, and I've been featured on several websites. One is timetoplay.com, www.timetoplay.com. One is selfgrowth.com and State of Appreciation. So you can find me on all those websites, and please offer feedback to the articles. I love to get your feedback. I love to get your responses. I love to get your opinions, your thoughts. So I want to thank all my listeners for all the emails and all the suggestions. Thank you. Now we're coming to the part of the show where, I don't know about you, but I am on the edge of my seat. Before I went on my two-month hiatus, my two-month vacation from doing the show, the shows were centered around being happy, living happy, being content, internally at peace, being able to have whatever happens in my life, it didn't affect my centeredness. It didn't affect my inner peace. And I would call that being happy. But it's even more than that. What I've discovered is I have control over one thing, one entity, one unit, one person, and that is me. I have no control over anything outside of me. Politics, stock market, weather, bank account sometimes, you know, other people, mother, father, spouse, sibling, girlfriend, boyfriend, I have no control over all of that I just listed. I only have control over me. What brings about the most amount of happiness? What is it? Is it having millions of dollars? Well, we read the newspaper every day. Countless people and figures, public figures, in the news media, in the media. Millions of dollars, more than I have presently. But everybody with all the millions of dollars, they're not walking around here, all of them aren't happy. And then we come to being healthy. That's something else that we hear, oh, your health is the most important. Well, what if you're not healthy? What if you're stricken with a disease or a handicap or challenge, I should say, not handicap, but a challenge? Does that mean you can't be happy? So this word happy, I found, is just on the surface of what I really want to explain and what I really want to share with you, my dear audience. All of us have gone through a variety of experiences. Let's label them good. Let's label them bad. Let's label them indifferent. But we've all had these experiences. I have a question for you. Since we don't have control over anything outside of ourselves, what if you found out your spouse was cheating on you? You found out that your mother disinherited you. You found out that your house was robbed. What if all of those incidents and whatever you can think of as to use as an example, what if all those things happened and you didn't react to them? By not reacting, I mean you didn't behave in a conditioned manner. See, there's a condition for every event. If your house gets broken into, then you are expected to act A and B and C. Shocked, scared, upset. There are all these feelings, but what about your house gets broken into and you are, what's the word? Indifferent. Now, when I say indifferent, I don't mean that you don't care that your house gets broken into. You don't care that you're being robbed. I'm not saying that you don't care about that, but you start reacting differently. Let's start reacting differently than 99 or 98% of the population. Now, you might have a question, why? Why would I want to act like that? Why would I want to act indifferent if I was just disinherited? Why would I want to be indifferent if my house is broken into and I've just lost, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 worth of stuff? Well, I'm going to tell you why right now. Why I have chosen to act differently than everybody else. I'm not better than anybody else. I just want to act differently than that. You know why? Because I'll tell you. Being afraid, crying, upset, worried, shocked. Guess what? Those feelings, for me, I'm only going to speak for me, don't feel good. It doesn't feel good to cry and to be angry and to be bitter and to be jealous and to be irritated and moody and that doesn't feel good. Does it feel good to be moody? Does it feel good to be sad? So let me explain a little bit more why this is so important to me. Open up your hearts to it, accept it or not, it's okay. But this is my journey. This entire universe is made up of energy. We are energy. We are energy surrounded by a body, a physical body. So we've talked about it before. I've talked about it before, how important this energy is, because the energy is measured by, our energy is measured by, one of the ways our energy is measured by is a vibration. And so the vibration of sadness, the vibration of anger, the vibration of resentment, those all have a like vibration. You are not going to feel the same if you're sad or you just won the lotto. You can feel the difference. That's an extreme difference, but you can feel the difference. And what you're feeling is you're getting in tune with your vibration. And the reason why the vibration is so important is because your vibration, my vibration, attracts like vibration. So the minute I'm sad, or the minute I'm angry, or the minute I'm moody, or the minute I'm pissed off, or the minute I start pointing my finger, or the minute I'm gossiping, guess what? I'm attracting more of all of that to me. Doesn't it make sense to want to attract something different than more of a bad feeling? And let's get to the core of this. Let's get to the least common denominator, and that is no resisting anything or anyone or any event or any circumstances that happened across your path. I didn't say don't take action. I didn't say put your head in the sand and pretend it didn't happen. I'm just saying don't resist what is. No resisting what is. Because when you do, number one, it doesn't feel good. Number two, you're bringing whatever you're feeling, you're bringing it back to you. So I have made a commitment to experience the rest of my life in whatever way it unfolds, and to not resist anything or anyone or any circumstance that happens to be present, that happens to be right in front of me. Oh, I may have a bank account that's overdrawn, and I will do the necessary steps to correct that. But am I going to worry? Oh, that's another good one. Am I going to worry? Am I going to lose sleep? Am I going to be upset? Am I going to be anxious? Why would I? And see, that's the crazy part. Why we were conditioned to feel bad about shit, I haven't figured it out yet. But this feeling bad, and this feeling bad, and feeling bad is accepted, and it's normal, and that's what everybody does. I like to take my examples directly from the universe, and I like to look in the animal kingdom for clues. Because I got to tell you one thing. Those wildebeest and those mountain lions and those walruses, monkeys, elephants, giraffes, those animals are pretty peaceful. Have you seen them walking around? I mean, they're not anxious over anything. Why am I saying this? It sounds kind of, they're not anxious over anything. I'm saying it because I was conditioned to be anxious. I was conditioned to feel bad about circumstances. And one thing I know is that anything I learned, I can unlearn. So I would like you, my dear audience, to pay attention this week. I'm going to talk to you again. The days are Sunday, Monday, 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Sunday and Monday. And I'm going to talk to you, but I want to ask you to try an experiment. Try an experiment maybe for 10 minutes of the day, half hour of the day, an hour of the day. Maybe if you're adventurous, a whole day. But try to spend a day not resisting anything. I'll give you an example of what happened just today. I was calling a newspaper. I needed to advertise classes that I'm teaching starting in August. Aqua classes, aqua exercising. And I called the local newspapers, and this one gentleman, he must have been training. And I said, well, how much is it going to cost to, you know, put an ad in the paper? It's basically community announcement. Can you hold on for a second? I'll get right back to you. Well, you know, on these phones today. 7 minutes, he comes back. Well, what kind of ad would you like? And what size would you like? What days would you like it to run? The full page ads are really the best. Those are really eye catchers. Those are good. Well, how much are those? How much do those run? Can I put you on hold again, please? Sure. Okay. Thank you. 13 minutes later, this is a total of 13 minutes. You know how the phone adds up the time. He comes back and, he said, it depends on what kind of budget do you have? And I said, well, it's the city. And I said, we're trying to get together some funds for posters. I said, so, you know, I really didn't want to pay for this. I wanted it to be for the community, the city. And he said, okay, I'm going to connect you to someone else. This is the wrong department. Connected to someone else. 15 minutes later, I'm on hold, and I say, well, hello. I would like to place an ad. And she says, I said, but I don't want to have to pay for it. She says, well, now she scolded me. She says, well, when you say place an ad, that means you want to pay money. She says, what you really want is an informational brief, or you just an announcement. She says, that's something different. And it's, guess what? It's a different department. Now, if I had resisted any part of that call, and let me tell you, audience, a month ago, I would have been pulling every hair out of my head. I'd resisted none of it. I didn't resist that it was taking a long time. I didn't resist the fact that this person that I had on at the beginning, he was training. He didn't know what the hell he was talking about. He wasted a lot of my time. But that's the key. Guess what? I got off the phone and I felt calm and I felt peaceful. Now, see, That was going to happen. I was going to be on hold anyway. So my choice is what? Resist or don't resist. And the choice is yours. Happily ever after or rocky road. I want to thank you so much, audience, for being with me today. I will see you again. You will hear me again coming up Sundays, every Sunday and Monday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Reality Spirituality, this is your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Get real good.
Get real good.
Get spiritual.